shatters a friendship.
At some point, you picked up a bottle and hit him.
Yes.
But it takes two to tango.
I don't think you're an innocent character in all this.
The story was, Your Honor, we're coming
back. Not the story. I don't want to know the story. I want to know the truth.
So the judge shakes things up.
I want you to go like this with your head. Go like this. Go like this. Move it around. Try to get all the lies out of your head.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Nicholas Rotta is suing his former friend, 21-year-old Gianluca Rosato, for hitting him in the head with a bottle. Gianluca claims Nicholas entered his friend's home uninvited at 4 a.m.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 332 on the calendar in the matter of Rota versus Rosato.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Mr. Rota, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you at the home of a mutual friend. Defendant says that you came uninvited to that mutual friend's house where he was a guest. You were asked to leave. You didn't leave. A fight ensued. He was injured. You were injured. And he was arrested at that time. And he is suing you as well for false arrest. That criminal case has been disposed of, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
What happened with it?
It went to trial and it was dismissed. Lack of evidence.
It went to trial?
Yes.
Did the plaintiff testify at that trial?
No.
No?
No, Your Honor.
Who testified at the trial?
Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry, excuse me. It never made it to trial. It was dismissed prior to trial.
Well, that's a big difference, sir. Do you know where you are today?
Yes.
You have police reports for me?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at them. Okay, got it. Now, what we have is, Mr. Rotta, you and a friend. Okay, you and your friend, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't know whether you had been drinking, whether you'd been smoking, I don't know, it was June 6th, 2013. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, you decided to go and say hello to a friend.
Correct.
Now, according to your complaint that you filed, you said you called your friend Delaney to see if you could come over, and that she, matter of fact, said she was still up with friends.
Correct.
Well, that's not true, because you don't say that in your police report, right? Now, that doesn't mean that he's allowed to hit you with a bottle. That means that I don't like when somebody wets my leg and tells me it's raining. Do you understand?
Correct, Your Honor.
Great. So when you were telling the story to the police when it was fresh in June, if you had been invited to Delaney's house, you would have told him.
I was hit across the head with a bottle, so I was a little delusional, Your Honor.
You were delusional?
Correct.
Well, it's interesting. Was your friend also delusional? He wasn't hit with a bottle. He told the police the same thing. Only he told him you wanted to stop over because he had to charge a phone or something.
Correct.
You understand that he wasn't delusional?
Yeah.
And he didn't say you called first to get permission. He said you both just wanted to go over to say hi, and one of you needed a phone charged. Now you want to give me a story, a consistent story?
Yes, Your Honor.
And don't play with me.
Not at all.
Let's start out right. I don't like people who go to other people's houses at 4 o'clock in the morning and walk in uninvited, which is what you did, because you walked in, and both of you say the door was open and you just walked in.
The story was, Your Honor, we're coming
back. Not the story. I don't want to know the story. I want to know the truth. I want you to go like this with your head. Go like this. Go like this. Move it around. Try to get all the lies out of your head. Try to get all the cobwebs out of your head.
Your Honor, the truthful story was, we were coming back from Santa Monica around 3:34 in the morning, okay? We were still up. It was a weekend. You know, we weren't done with our weekend yet. I had not consumed any alcohol at all because I was a designated driver. So we were coming home from Santa Monica to see some friends. I was texting the sister of the apartment, Katie, and she said
you were texting the sister?
Correct, Your Honor.
What does that mean?
She was at the household at the time, and I was texting her saying, hey, I'm coming over. She said, okay, that's fine.
Well, then you didn't write that down here, sir. You didn't say that here.
I know.
I know. I know, you know. I'm beginning, sir, to feel sorry for you that you got hit on the head with a bottle, but not to like you.
No, I understand, Your Honor.
For a reason. So I don't believe that you went anywhere invited.
Correct.
Great. Now let's move on. So you got to this house where you were uninvited.
Right.
And did you ring the bell?
It didn't have a doorbell, Your Honor.
Did you knock at the door?
I did knock at the door, Your Honor.
Now I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Correct.
Because, you know, we now know how we feel about each other. Did anyone answer the door when you knocked at the door?
No, Your Honor.
No. So now it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You knock at the door and nobody answers the door. So what do you and your friend do?
We walk in, Your Honor.
So you went in.
Your Honor, let me talk for 1 second. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when I knocked the door was cracked. So when I knocked on the door, it did open. I did walk in. I said, hello.
Just a second.
Huh?
I don't believe you.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody leaves their door a crack open.
Okay, Your Honor, we're all...
I live in pretty safe places, I think, you know?
You understand. She did have...
I got double bolts and triple bolts. Broomsticks under the handle. You're telling me at 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody leaves a crack in their door?
Your Honor,
what?
Can I say something? Okay.
Sure.
Well, hi. The reason is because she expected our...
No. Don't tell me what she expected. And don't give me a reason, because you're trying to get into somebody else's head.
Right.
If he wanted Katie here, your name isn't Katie, is it?
No.
No. That should have been Katie's spot. You see, then Katie could have said, I did invite them over. That would have been easy. That would have been a good witness for you.
Correct.
I did invite them over, and I did know they were coming over, so I left the door open.
Right.
Instead of him trying to creep into Katie's head and tell me what he thinks was in Katie's head.
Correct.
Because she's the one who left the door open.
Correct.
Sit down. So you go over there.
Correct, Your Honor, so I...
You trespass by going in, you and your friend. And when you opened the door, who did you see?
I saw Luca, the defendant. I saw Katie and Delaney, the two sisters, and I saw another friend named Jordan who was there.
And what was the first thing somebody said to you?
Well, I walked in, and as soon as I said, hey, I'm just here to bring Dylan over, I need to use the restroom, I can't charge my phone. And then that's when the defendant said, hey, it's rude for you walking at 4 a.m., you should leave. I said, I understand, I will leave. And that's what I told the defendant, proof right here in my statement.
Proof right there in your statement?
I mean, in the police report, Your Honor. That
no, says, that's not what it says at all.
It says that, I'll leave.
That's not what it says at all. The victim, that would be you.
Correct.
According to your statements, the victim with Davis, that would be you.
Correct.
Entered the apartment, the suspect would be you. Approached the victim and said, you have no respect coming in here at 4 a.m. If you don't leave right now, I'm going to beat the out of you. The victim replied, I just came here to say hi. If you're going to hit me, then just hit me. That was your quote from
Correct.
The police.
Correct, Your Honor.
Well, that's not what you just said.
Okay. When I entered the apartment, I went to use the restroom, and that's when the Luca and or the defendant and his friend
I want to know what kind of relationship you have with these two young ladies.
We've been friends for a while, Your Honor.
What does that mean? You've been friends for a while. Do
I
you
dated,
date?
A while back, I did date the household owner's sister, and I've been friends with the household owner for... We've been to high school together.
I'm talking about the two girls.
That's the two girls, Your Honor. I've been friends with them for many years.
And what about the defendant? Do you know the defendant?
I do know the defendant. I've been really good friends with them for a few years as well.
Well, then can you account for any reason, sir, that he would have these bad feelings about you?
Your Honor, he does
have... I would like to know from you. Can you think, if you've been really good friends with him, tell me what reason he might have to have been aggressive
right.
with you that evening.
Okay, Your Honor, when the defendant does get intoxicated, he has been aggressive with me. One time during spring break, he has physically choked me out. I do have evidence right there as a friend, and that's gone to the point where we were separated. But he has strangled me before in the past, and that's proof, and I do have my witnesses right there to that event.
Can you think of any reason on the night of June 6th, since no police officer, when they found him, indicated that he was, in fact, intoxicated? That's not in here.
Correct.
Always, police say, found him intoxicated,
yeah.
whatever. It's not in here. So now, can you think of any reason on the night of June 6th that he might have said to you, it was rude for you to come here?
No, Your Honor.
Had you had any difficulty with either of the sisters, either Katie or Delaney?
No, Your Honor.
Not that you know of?
No, Your Honor.
Had you treated them, as far as you know, in any disrespectful fashion in the recent past?
No, Your Honor, I've never disrespected them.
Without asking you for the truth or not of that, sir, is that the information you had from the girls?
No, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the primary reason I was at the house that night is because the girls contacted me and asked me to come over because the previous night, Nicholas, I, and the two girls had been hanging out, and I felt, as well as the girls felt, that he might have drugged us or put something...
May I, do you have any emails to that effect?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them.
Those are text.
Okay, well, clearly this is an email from you.
Correct.
So clearly there was an accusation by one or both of the girls that you had in fact drugged one or both of them, according to you, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I...
Sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sometimes girls get guys charged up with all kinds of things, and then they just like to sit back and watch the action. They have nothing to do but stir the pot, stir around. What can I stir around? And they stirred you up pretty good.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nicholas Rota claims former friend Gianluca Rosato assaulted him with a bottle during an argument at a friend's home.
Now, according to your statement, these aren't emails, even emails from the girls. You have any emails from the girls inviting you over that evening?
I'm sorry, I know,
but
that
these,
me?
No, this is your...
May I see it, please?
Absolutely. All I'm asking you, Mr. Rada, is whether or not there was a discussion that accused you, I'm not saying it's true, that accused you of drugging either or both of these young women.
Yes.
And the answer was yes.
Yes, there was an assumption that since they got too intoxicated, that they thought to the conclusion that I drugged them, Your Honor.
What I'm saying to you is I'm not assuming that it's true.
Correct.
I'm saying to you that was something that you were aware of.
At the time, between the assumption that I drugged them and the incident of the day, I was never informed anything about that until a few days prior or after the whole incident on June 6th. So I was not aware at all.
Just a second. But that's what the girls were saying.
Apparently they talked to him, yes. And they never even talked to me first.
But they were. That's what they were saying. So they, but one or both of the girls were saying, according to you both, was that prior to the 6th of June,
correct,
you had been hanging out and slipped one or both of the girls' drugs. That's what the allegation was.
Yes.
Now, I say that to you, sir, because then I don't believe that one of these girls would invite you over and leave the door open for you at 4 o'clock in the morning, one of these sisters,
yeah,
to come back. If she's complaining that you drugged her and took advantage of her, which clearly she was doing. Do you understand,
yes,
sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Okay.
Your Honor, may I speak on my friend's behalf?
Absolutely. Were you there?
I was that night. I've actually picked him up from the hall.
Were you there?
I was not present when Nick was struck with the bottle.
Yes.
But I am close friends with Nick, and I was also close friends with the defendant. He came on my birthday prior, like 4 days before.
I don't care.
Anyways, getting to the point, we still have a good relationship with Katie and Delaney. I have texts on my phone that we're invited. They just had a, you know, gathering, get together at their house, and we're still invited. So it's definitely false, the accusations.
That's not my point, sir. So just so that you know.
Okay.
My point is, you are a useless witness. Katie would have been not a useless witness.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Yeah, well, those were the injuries that the police described. They are consistent with somebody who hit somebody with a glass bottle, because the injuries are on your hand. You can't break a bottle and hit them with it, sir.
Your Honor, may I say something?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nicholas Rota says former friend Gianluca Rosato hit him in the head with a bottle during an incident at a friend's home. Gianluca is countersuing for a false arrest and his medical bills.
Katie, who he says invited him over that day, would have been a useful witness. Then I wouldn't have to rely on you. As a third person, I could rely on a first person who was actually there, who would say to me either I did invite him over or I didn't. What I'm saying to you, sir, is pay careful attention. Your friend says he was unaware on the 6th of June that these allegations were being made about him. That's what he says. But clearly, they were being made and said about him by the girls, because he responds to it here.
A few weeks later.
That's afterwards. But it belies the fact that if the girls were saying that he did something wrong to them the day before or 2 days before, that one of them would invite him over at 4 o'clock in the morning to charge his phone. Sit!
If the girls...
Sit! So, at some point, you picked up a bottle and hit him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Rosato, you can't do that. You know, I don't know about these girls. I don't know how old they are. I don't know what their mental stability is. I really don't know anything, nor for the purpose of this case do I care, because they're not here. But, you know, sometimes girls get guys charged up with all kinds of things, and then they just like to sit back and watch the action. The young girl, how old are these girls?
20 years old.
Just about right. 20 and nothing to do? Do they do anything?
No.
No. So they have nothing to do but stir the pot, stir around. What can I stir around? And they stirred you up pretty good. You can't hit him. He had medical bills. How much were your medical bills?
They were $3,582, Your Honor.
Well, Your Honor, may I say something?
Yes.
The only reason I hit him is because he made contact with me first.
Well, so tell me what he did to you first.
Well, first he shoved me.
Yes.
And then at that point, he attempted to swing on me.
Okay. Can't break a bottle and hit him with it, sir.
Okay.
Okay? And you, sir, you know, you're a trespasser.
Correct.
That's your problem.
I am.
You're a trespasser in the house. But since you all know each other, there were other ways for you to deal with his presence there. You could have picked up the phone, or the girls could have picked up the phone and called 911 and said, you go pee in my bathroom, and it's the last private bathroom you're going to use for a while. There were lots of ways to do it, rather than to pick up what is a potentially deadly instrument in a bottle that you purposely broke in order to hit him. Mm. Can't do that. However, Mr. Rada, what you're asking for is $5,000, which you are not going to get, because I don't find that you are a totally innocent person in this whole thing.
Your Honor, if I may talk for 1 second, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
When I entered the apartment, the girls did walk on me, and that's when I walked.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
You can't tell me that.
I know.
That's hearsay.
I know.
You want me to hear that the girls welcomed you into the apartment? Have the girls here.
I know. I wish they could be here.
What do you mean you wish?
I talked to them, but they had other plans.
They had other plans?
Yeah.
You're suing the defendant. Your medical bills, I assume that you can demonstrate, for $3,500. You're suing him for $5,000, which you're not getting, Mr.
Rada. And I also missed work.
That would be your problem.
Well,
next time, don't go uninvited to somebody's house 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm awarding you on your claim $2,500, and Mr. Rosato has a counterclaim. Now, you want your medical bills. What medical bills did you have?
I have copies.
I'd like to take a look at them.
Okay.
Do you have photographs of your injuries?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at those, too. Because the police describe them as, we looked at the suspect's injuries and determined them to be consistent with somebody that had attacked another person with a glass bottle. So I want to look at the injuries that you sustained. Yeah, well, those were the injuries that the police described. They are consistent with somebody who hit somebody with a glass bottle, because the injuries are on your hand, right?
Yes.
Counterclaims dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He hit me across the face with a bottle and kept hitting me.
He hit me first.
When I didn't even hit him first.
He was hostile.
He clearly grabbed the bottle and hit me across the face and knocked me out.
We have had altercations in the past, but all started by him.
I should have learned the first time when he strangled me in spring break.
So, you know, I understand you can't hit someone with a bottle.
This guy is a troublemaker. You know, he is obviously angry drunk.
But I feel that the circumstances, you know, provided I used...
It's just honestly...
justifiable force.
There's something in there that's not correct. There's a screw missing for sure.